One choice you can make is to teach the names and characteristics of key concepts first before going into in-depth explanations. It might sound simple, but it happens more than you think, that the teacher starts repeatedly using terms that students don't know, and then doubles back to provide the definition after the students are already lost for not knowing. In this example, students are appropriately introduced to the characteristics of two concepts before moving into a complex discussion. When teaching large, complex topics, break them down into smaller, easier-to-understand chunks. For example, this slide, while titled Complications, has information on pathophysiology and clinical findings, and it does so for five distinct conditions.